You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Life Insurance Corporation on Monday announced that it has appointed R. Doraiswamy as the managing director of the company with effect from September 1, 2023. R. Doraiswamy, Executive Director, ITSD, Life Insurance Corporation of India, Central Office, Mumbai, has been appointed as Managing Director, LIC of India, Vice IPE Mini with effect from the date of assumption of charge of office on or after 1st September 2023 and up to the date of his superannuation, that is 31/08/2026, or until further orders, whichever is earlier. It said in a regulatory filing. Earlier, LIC had appointed Satpal Bhanu as the Managing Director of the company. The Financial Services Institutions Bureau, the headhunter for directors of state-owned banks and financial institutions, had recommended the name of Satpal Bhanu for the post of Managing Director of LIC. Moving on, the initial share sale of stainless steel flexible hose manufacturer Aeroflex Industries Limited will open for public subscription on August 22. The initial public offering will conclude on August 24 and the bidding for anchor investors will open on August 21, according to the Red Herring Prospectus. The IPO consists of a fresh issue of equity shares worth up to Rs. 162 crore and an offer for sale OFS of up to 1.75 crore equity shares by promoter SAT Industries. At present, promoter and promoter group members own over 91% stake in the company. According to merchant banking sources, the size of the IPO is estimated at Rs. 350 crore. Proceeds from the fresh issue will be utilized for payment of a debt and funding working capital requirements, and a certain amount will be used for general corporate purposes and acquisitions for inorganic growth. Now, a news related to Elon Musk. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are two sides of the same coin because it's either Musk or Zuck pulling the other one's leg. It's safe to say the much-anticipated cage fight finds its foundation with Mark Zuckerberg's plan to launch a Twitter rival. It all began when an account on X named Mario Nofal on June 21st wrote, "Meta to release Twitter rival called Threads," and it went on to write that Meta is the same company that has previously copied Snapchat, TikTok, StumbleUpon, Foursquare, BeReal and Clubhouse, began coding Project 92 3 months after Elon acquired Twitter. This obviously caught ex-boss's attention and he responded to the post, "I'm sure Earth can't wait to be exclusively under Zuck's thumb with no other options." Another user, Frankenbeans, responded, "Better be careful at Elon Musk. I heard he does the jujutsu now." Sick, that's when Musk challenged Zuck. "I'm up for a cage match if he is, lol." In a separate development, with demand for property in London remaining strong among Indian investors, Barrett London has partnered with Benjamin Reeves India. Benjamin Reeves is one of London's oldest independently owned property lettings and sales agents with specialist knowledge in residential sales in prime areas of London, it said. It has over 10 projects in various locations in London and at differing stages of completion. The company will be responsible for selling London portfolio of properties to investors from the region and provide end-to-end assistance to Indian investors to maximize the return on their London investment. In another development, India's market regulator SEBI has sought 15 more days to complete its probe into the Adani Group's dealings, it said in a filing before the country's Supreme Court. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, which was due to submit its report on Monday, said it has completed looking into 17 out of the 24 transactions it had taken up for investigation. SEBI has sought more information from other regulators and foreign jurisdictions to plan a further course of action. The regulator said that it has made substantial progress in the investigations, but due to pending probes on certain transactions, it would be in the interest of justice to get 15 more days to file the final report. The group's listed companies lost more than $100 billion in market value earlier this year after US-based Hindenburg Research raised several governance concerns. The group has denied wrongdoing. Lastly, benchmark indices ended flat in the volatile session on August 14. At close, the Sensex was up 79.27 points or 0.12% at 65,401.92 and the Nifty was up 6.20 points or 0.03% at 19,434.50. About 1,509 shares advanced, 2,101 shares declined, and 165 shares unchanged. Infosys, LTI Mindtree, Divis Labs, HUL, and Reliance Industries are among the major gainers on the Nifty, while losers included Adani Enterprises, JSW Steel, Hindalco Industries, State Bank of India, and Tata Steel. On the sectoral front, except information technology and FMCG, All other indices are ended on a negative note, with metal index down nearly 2%, while Power, Realty and PSU Bank down 0.5% each. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.